Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Milazzo is with us too, folks. Vicki's a new friend, and she started out as a nurse, and then she started her own business called Vicki Milazzo Institute, which is an education institute. She's become an outstanding entrepreneur, an award-winning entrepreneur, according to folks like the Stevie, folks at the Stevie Awards, like Inc. Magazine, Pitney Bowes, et cetera, et cetera. She's won a number of awards from those folks. She's the she's a best-selling author, including her new book, Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. And she's our new friend, Vicki Milazzo. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Vicki, in the book, you talk a lot about how women are underperforming in the marketplace. And you give a lot of reasons why that is. And some of the reasons are because they've been repressed. I saw that word, repressed, and culture, you know, societies held them back and things like that. But you also say something else that I think is more important, to, especially today. And that's that sometimes when women don't perform as well as they should, it's their own fault. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we're not talking so much about performance as about getting recognized and rising in the corporate world. And
I say performance, that's kind of what I mean in terms of.
Yeah, there was
a
great
study. I don't mean doing their job. I mean performing in their career.
Right, to their capabilities. Yeah, yes. There was a great study by Columbia University and several business schools that revealed that men, they exaggerate their accomplishments while women understate their accomplishments.
And we like to think of that as putting our best foot forward, Vicki.
So absolutely.
You can use that terminology from now on instead of exaggerating.
And women
men
should
put their best foot forward.
And women should model this behavior because obviously in a corporate setting, whether you're advancing somebody or hiring somebody, you're going to pay attention to the people who talk about their accomplishments, who let their accomplishments be known. So this is one way women can be more recognized. And I think that study supports another interesting statistic, and that's that only 7% of women even negotiate salaries, while 57% do up front. Mm-hmm. So women need to start getting a lot more out there in terms of stating what you want and why you deserve it.
The one thing that's different about men and women in this conversation is confidence, the level of confidence. Men are self-confident. We don't exaggerate. We don't lie. We're self-confident. Women are less likely to be self-confident. And I've had this conversation with many, many ladies over the 14 and a half years I've been doing my show, Vicki. And I have said this, and every woman I've talked to has agreed with me. If I could give women one thing, I would give them more self-confidence.
Well, you know, I think the world is changing, and I know in my own office I have 23 employees, men and women, and the women in my office are extremely confident, they're very verbal, they're very outgoing, but I think one of the things that women are known for is our relationship building, but sometimes in a corporate setting, to give all the credit to other people isn't necessarily a strategy for advancing. So, you know, some of the things that women have been taught, so to speak, you know, play nice, acknowledge others.
Be ladylike.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the world's changing and women are catching on, but we're still have a ways to go in this.
The ladies that I know, Vicki, when I talk to them, my family members and women, ladies that I know well over the years, what their challenge is, how do I pull that off and still come across in a way that doesn't sound like I'm being too aggressive, that it, something that's not appealing. You know, everybody wants a woman to be a woman, And so how do you pull that off? When men do it, it's being manly. When women do it, it's being something else. What do you think?
I think you have to try and be as objective as you can in the work setting and try to leave as much of the emotions out of it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you can never have an emotion at work, but I think, for example, if you think about sports, you learn to compete, you learn to win, you learn to lose, you learn to still be friends and go out and, have a drink or a pizza with the opponents after the game kind of thing. And I think that's what, we need to do. We need to learn that it's all about advancing the corporation and it's whatever it takes.
One of the things you talk about in your book is the fact that women are underpaid compared to men by maybe 25%. How much of that do you think is the system against women, and how much of it do you think it is women just not getting what they demanding what they should be paid?
Well, I've had to give women significant pay raises who have come into my company severely underpricing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they learned from a prior employer that's all they were worth, perhaps. I don't know. But what I always tell women is don't count on a corporation to give you significant pay raises if you've underpriced yourself. So what do you need to do? You need to do your research. You need to find out what a comparable position is going for. Today with the Internet, we all have access to this amazing amount of information, and you have to go in and ask for more than what you want, because men are still earning 25% more
mm-hmm.
than women.
But you have to be able to...
I don't know any man worth 25% more than a woman who's got the same education doing the same job as that man.
But you've got to be prepared to back that up with facts and experience and anybody, man or woman. And you seem to indicate that women are less likely to put their best foot forward in that case than in your book than men are.
Well, again, only 7% of women negotiate salary up front. So
yeah.
The steps that women need to take is, first, you do your research. Second, you go in prepared to state, what your accomplishments are, how those accomplishments
mm-hmm.
translate to this new job that you're seeking, and really selling yourself. It's all about selling yourself when you're interviewing.
Exactly.
And always ask for more than what you really want, because what I tell people is if you go in and let's say you ask for $40,000 and the person says no problem, don't feel good about that.
Right.
You've probably left money on the table.
Exactly. Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman. The author is Vicki L. Malazzo, and it's a New York Best Times best-selling book, folks. And we're going to be right back. And I want to ask Vicki to help us up with women business owners, because she is one. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.